Hey, this is July 8th, Creator.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that this is finally sinking in to everybody, because the topic for the month is Creator. And if you're a creator, you have to know that you're a god or a goddess. You have to know that you're some part of this whole thing in order to be able to create in your life. If you think that the power is outside of you anywhere, you're not going to be able to do this. You have to know that you are always the cause onto your own experience. You are causing what is coming into your life, whether you want to admit that or not. Please take it as a truth. This teaching is all about using your power. It is about you. It's not about something outside of you. Yes, it's completely God-oriented, but not in the sense that brand name religions do God. When we talk about God, we're talking about a power, and the only power, the only intelligence, the only life that is running through the universe, and that you have to be some part of that life. So, try to see yourself as a god or a goddess. Many people want to be enlightened, and they're looking for enlightenment, or they're looking for spirituality. People are looking for all kinds of things. And we come to these classes and we read tons of books. We do all this. And we say, well, you know, one of these days I'll be enlightened. And as soon as I learn more about this, I'll really be something. That has nothing to do with it whatsoever. If you want to be enlightened, the only way you can be enlightened is not through prayer, not through meditation, through action. You must act as if. So we're right back to that 1970 potential movement when they said, act as if, and it will be so. If you want to, if you want enlightenment, now you must start acting as though you already were enlightened, instead of saying it's a concept. Because all the reading we do, all the stuff that we learn and we maintain in our mind here does nothing for you whatsoever unless you act upon it. So all the knowledge in the world is only book knowledge, it's only head knowledge. Unless you do something with it, unless you become it by acting as if, you'll never reach where you want to go. So you have to do that. It is a concept, but to make that concept real, you must become that concept. You must take an action of some sort. And so, how do you do that? Start acting as though this teaching, as though this thing called enlightenment, really did exist, and that you were part of it. How would it feel to you to be enlightened? You must have an idea in your head. Oh, when I get this, I'll finally be enlightened. Well, if you don't take an action and start being that now, you're only going to keep it in your head. It's never going to go anywhere. You're not going to become it. The whole idea in life is to become what you want to be, you see? You hear that all the time, but we don't do it. People want a lover. If you want a lover, you must become a lover, you see? If you want money and prosperity and abundance, you must become those things. How do you become prosperity and abundant? By starting to act as if that's all there was in the universe. And that is all there is in the universe. That is all there is in the universe. I heard something really wonderful today and it struck me, so I'm going to share it with you. And it's from a Wayne Dyer thing. It was just a brief thing that I heard, and it's called The Shift. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the CD or whatever called The Shift. Well, I was in a store and they were playing it, and I heard his voice. And here's what I got from it. And I thought, oh, that's absolutely wonderful. You know, for the 9 months that we are inside the womb, we are completely taken care of. We are completely taken care of. We're encased in there. All our needs are met. Everything is met for us. So why, when we're born, do we think our needs are not going to be met? If the first 9 months of your life, everything was met and done for you, why, when you are born, do you all of a sudden think that that isn't going to continue to happen? And I'm paraphrasing all this because I love that concept. And perhaps it's because we feel separation, you see. And you cannot feel this separation. Remember, this is a teaching of unity. If you feel separated from God, how are you going to do anything? You're here and God's there. So, when you were taken from your mother's womb, you must have felt some type of separation. And therefore you think, oh, now I'll never get all my wants and needs met. You have to realize that you're still being taken care of. You're still being taken care of. And we fail to know that. We fail to see that. And we think that we are the ones who have to go out and do this. When I say before, always go back to that idea. Fun and Entertainment Committee. Ways and Means Committee. God is the Ways and Means Committee. You are the fun and entertainment. Know that you live in a friendly universe. A friendly universe that wants to give you everything. That wants to give you everything. All your needs are already met. They will always be met. You will always land on your feet. So why do we, when we're born, think that this is not true? Here again, it's the world. The world is very, very convincing. Now, I'm going to leave that there for a moment, and I want to come back to that idea. When I was at this wedding in Utah, there were young kids there. Two boys were playing. They were 7 years old. How do I know that? I ask, because I cannot tell the age of children. They were playing at this place that they were holding the wedding. They had all kinds of little animals running around, and some of the animals that they had running around were peacocks. And of course, these children had never seen peacocks. And they thought that, oh, isn't this fabulous? So they were running after these peacocks and all kinds of things. And the one little boy said to the other one, he said, you know, peacocks like everything. They like everything. They even like their own doo-doo, he said, you know. They eat their own doo-doo. They just like everything. And the other little boy said, oh, do they like themselves? And the little boy said, oh, no, they don't like themselves. You can't like yourself. 7 years old and already got that information from the world that you may not like yourself. How many people sitting here got a message when they were young that is no longer valid? You must get rid of these ideas that you were given. You know, it's that whole idea, give me a child at the age of 5 and they will be mine forever. From the day you were born to the age of 5, you learn most of the things that you're doing now. Most of the things. And you learn from the people around you. And you take that for granted. And then you grow up and you still have all these old false ideas running around in your head telling you that you cannot like yourself, that you're not worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have to know these things. You see? So there, these two little kids, and I was absolutely amazed that. And I told my cousin who was throwing this wedding, I told him, because he knew those little kids, and I said, please tell their parents. And I said, let's try to correct that. Let's try to correct that. I was at lunch with a friend of mine who knows a lady who writes books. I know her too. And I said to her, when you see her, will you tell her this story and tell her in her next book to make sure that she puts in there that it's all right to like yourself. It's all right to like yourself. You know, with all the psychology and stuff that's going on in the world, which is neither here nor there if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but one of the things that we know about that is that most people get themselves into trouble and most people get into all kinds of different situations for the one reason is that they don't like themselves. They don't like themselves. Learn to like yourself and then upgrade that to loving yourself and knowing that you truly are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. So why did I bring that up? Simply because the world is very convincing. It's already convinced. These children, they're only 7 years old. And the one is convinced at least. Now he told the other one. Now the other one is going to start thinking about that too. They're called mind viruses, and that's how they're spread. You see, the one boy had the virus. He didn't like himself. He spread it to the next one. And that's what we do with these different beliefs and so forth that we hold. We spread them to other people just like a virus. So look into your own self and see, what am I saying about myself that is incorrect? So now, let's go back a moment to this idea that we're always totally being taken care of, even when we're removed from the womb. So if you will please close your eyes for just 1 second or more. And let's just start to feel a warmth around us. Let's start to feel that we are being taken care of. Just start to feel that you're being taken care of. And let's feel some energy coming to us from this universe of ours. And the way to do that is to open up your hands and spread your fingers. And let's use these fingers. And let's start to see energy coming through your fingertips from this universe. And get a sense that you are being loved, that you are being taken care of, that it has nothing to do with this world that you live in. I am not talking about the world. I am talking about the universe. The world is contaminated by negativity. The universe is not contaminated. It is pure. It remains pure. And its job is to take care of you. So feel yourself being taken care of and give up any idea that that is not true. Give up any thing that would hold you back from feeling the universe, from knowing that it is a friendly universe. You are one with that universe, and it wants to take care of you. It wants to take care of you. Feel that. Know that. The same way that you knew that you were being taken care of inside the womb, so that you have just moved to a bigger womb, one that is doing the exact same thing. It's nourishing you, it's protecting you, and it's totally for you. You can come back when you're ready. So this is the whole idea of this thing creating and so forth. You're connected with this creative power. You're connected with this thing that we call God. So even though you have moved out from your mother and that umbilical cord has been cut, the umbilical cord to the universe has never been cut. You are still being taken care of. And that's what you need to know. You are being taken care of. So now let's talk about this thing that we're calling, I am a creator. What am I creating? You see, so many people think, yes, I am a creator and I'm creating my outside world. This is true and not true at the same time. When I'm talking about creating, I'm talking about what are you creating in your mind? Meaning, what thoughts are you creating? What feelings are you creating? What emotions are you creating? This is what makes you a creator. But we focus again on the outside of life and we think, oh, I want to create money, I want to create a relationship, I want to create this, I want to create that. Instead of going within and creating your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own emotions. Because life is an inside job. Starting on the inside and moving outward. And that also boils down, and you've heard this many, many times, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. So let's take care of our own thinking inside of our own mind and learn to train our thoughts, learn to train this mind that we have been given so that we can think the thought that we want to think. And that we can feel the feeling we want to feel. I usually read a card after, but I'm going to read this one now, and then we're going to elaborate on it. One of the basic insights of truth is the awareness that things may happen around you, and things may happen to you. But the only thing that really counts are the things that happen in you. The things that happen in you. And you see, we are so busy looking always on the outside instead of looking on the inside. Remember, I said before, don't live on the circumference of life. Live from the center of life. You are the center of your life. What is going on inside of that center? You can create that the same way as I said earlier. If you want to be enlightened, start acting like you are already enlightened. Start becoming that. Take an action towards that. That is how you create something. If you want to create something on the outside, you must first create it on the inside. And act as though that were already done, because it is already done. We have another wonderful saying in this teaching, which is, it is already done in the mind of God. So if it's already done in the mind of God, it has to be done in your mind also. But we don't see that because we judge by appearances. And we look to the outside of life for things instead of going to our center and seeing, what am I thinking? Am I always holding myself in the highest of esteem? In the highest of esteem, Monk is learning to watch the movements of his mind. Monk can now hear that parental voice going off, so that he can correct that parental voice. He can laugh at it. Earlier tonight he said, he can't believe it, he said, those people are already dead. He used the word transition, but transition means dead. They're already dead, but that parental voice is still there. You see, that parental voice is going to stop you. I have a very loud parental voice. I love to scold myself. You see, so I have to stop that all the time. I have to say, no, 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 I'm not going to scold myself. You see, I wouldn't let anybody else scold me. So why do I scold myself? Why do you people scold yourself? Once you realize that that voice can be changed, and once you learn to laugh at that voice, you're learning to control your thinking. If you don't control those voices that are going on in there, you're not controlling your mind. And the successful people in life are the ones that can control their thinking. If you cannot control your thinking, you are nowhere. And yes, we get off center. We do different things. But you have to bring yourself back. You have to learn to forgive yourself immediately and love yourself right back to center. And stay there in that center and know who you are and what you are. You see, you're not that little child anymore. You have grown up. You have grown up. So know those things about yourself. What are the four things that we always have to know about ourselves? That we are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. Now, Sue.
She's been over there waiting.
I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
Yes, so think of that, about mattering. Think how much you do matter, not only to yourself, but to this thing called God. Remember, God would be incomplete without you. God needs each and every one of us because we make up that tapestry. We make up that hologram. We make up whatever the whole is. We are some part of that whole. Therefore, we contain everything that the whole contains also. These are the things, that's why when I start out with, you are gods and goddesses. What else could you be? You see, if we say there is a God and everything comes from God, God doesn't make junk. God only makes gods and goddesses. You see? So you have to be a god or a goddess. And then you take that and you do something with that. You start to act as if that were true. It's the only way it's going to be. You cannot just have concepts. These concepts are wonderful. These concepts sometimes will keep you very happy and so forth. And isn't it fun to think all these wonderful thoughts? Well, that's all well and good. But unless you become those thoughts, unless you become enlightened by taking an action, it's not going to do you much good. You see? It's not going to do you much good. So learn that you are a creator. And then when you're thinking, you are causing something to happen. Something on the inner that can travel to the outer. But we want to correct our own self-image. We want to create that in ourselves. And then all this other stuff will be added unto you. I keep telling you that what you're after, you think are the main things, but they're not the main things. Everything that you want, the money, the love, are side effects. They're all side effects. Whenever people say to me, oh, you teach metaphysics, you teach positive thinking. I never teach positive thinking. I think it's great that you think positively. Thinking positively is a side effect of this teaching. It just automatically happens as a side effect. If your consciousness, and you're creating a consciousness of prosperity and abundance, money is a side effect of that. Remember, that's why it says prosperity and abundance including money. It does not start with money. You get a consciousness of abundance, you get a consciousness of prosperity, and the money will just be there as a side effect. But we want to concentrate on that money. We always, I don't concentrate on money. Don't concentrate on the money. You're saying? Concentrate on your consciousness. Create a consciousness. See, people want to create money. You cannot create money. But you can create a consciousness of prosperity and abundance which includes money. You see? Why do you think that people who win the lotto and so forth, and they get millions, and then by the next year they don't have it any longer? But that money just runs right through them. Because they don't have a consciousness of prosperity and abundance. So there's no container to keep it. You see? You focused on the wrong thing. It's always going to be done in your mind. It's always going to be your mind. It's not my mind. It's your mind. You see? So you must change your mind. And no one else can do that but you. You know, a man convinced against his will is of the same conviction still. You can't. You have to decide. You have to allow yourself to do that. Okay? I got my card. Read the card and pass it on.
Thank you. I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I'm willing to allow my reality to love me.
I'm willing to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
And I am willing to allow my reality to love me. What does that mean? Well, let's go back again to this thing that it's a friendly universe that we live in. Now let it give yourself permission to allow it to love you and to you to love that reality. You see, we live in these different realities and we do not like them. You see, you have to learn to love the reality that you're in. You have to learn to love that. But it starts inside of you. The reality is always inside of you. Remember, the eyes see nothing. It's the mind that does it. So what's going on in your mind that's creating what you are seeing in front of you? You see, if you don't like what's in front of you, it has nothing to do with what's in front of you. It has to do with your thoughts. It has to do with your mind. And we know that we can change our minds about anything. What happens to most of us and what the world teaches is that everything is concrete, you see. Now, once you do something, once you say something, once you look, then it's always, pow, it's there. No. You can change it any time you want. You have to know that everything is in flux all the time. Nothing is stationary in the universe. Nothing is stationary inside you. It's always moving. Your mind is always moving. We call it the movements of the mind. If you don't like the one that you're having, the movement, change that movement by learning what? that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours, and you have to learn to use it correctly. You have to learn to use it correctly. Now, what else holds people down? And they say, well, we can't change the past, and we can't change our memories because they're in the past. The only power is in the present. And this is absolutely true. But what you can do is you can transform the past, and you can transform the memory by getting a different view of it, by accepting a different view of it. Now I'll tell you a cute story, because these people never listen to my talks. Otherwise, I wouldn't have many friends. No, this is not true. This is family. Again, I use my family as examples. I love these people, but I use them as examples because they pop up. I have a cousin, and I have an aunt that are having a very difficult time with each other. They don't talk to each other. They will write a letter and so forth, but the talking has stopped. The mother happens to be 92 years old. I said, it's about time to the Joni, the girl, the niece, or the my cousin. Don't you think you could give that up? Whatever you're holding against your mother, you could give that up. Now here is what she's holding. When they were children, she has a brother who doesn't speak to her nor the mother. They were building a business. The father and the mother were building a business. The mother did not want the children coming home to an empty house. So she put them in boarding school. They got wonderful educations. The children interpreted that, my mother didn't want us. She didn't love us. She didn't want us. The mother said, no, I did it because I loved you. I didn't want you in the house alone. When you came home from school and we had to work till 10 o'clock at night, what? You said. Now, that's causing all kinds of havoc in this family. When all they have to do is change their mind about that, to transform that. You see, you cannot change what happened, but you can change the belief and the attitude about what happened. You see, all this cousin Joni would have to do is say, oh, I understand that she didn't want me to be in the house alone, therefore she did love me, instead of picking, she doesn't love me because she put me in boarding school. You see. How many people do we have doing that? You know, I told you my family, my mother and father, were no day at the beach. But I have hold nothing against them. As time goes by, things come up, memories come up. I am able to transform those memories into something else, because after all, it's only my opinion of what happened or why they did something. You see? And to do that to yourself and hold those things, it's only damaging you. And it's not necessary. It's not necessary. So this not only applies to families, it applies to anyone. You see, I come to the conclusion everyone is doing the very best they know how to do at that moment. Many people punish themselves because they say, oh, if I'd have known then what I know now, I wouldn't have done that. But you didn't. We always act from the information that we have at hand. So today we may act on something and tomorrow we find out new information on it. But with the information that we had when we acted, we used that. So don't punish yourself for those things. Of course, we'd all do something differently. When I was 16, I didn't know the things that I knew now. So am I going to hold the whole that against me and say, oh, look what I did. I was so stupid. No, I don't do that to myself. I don't allow my mind to do that to me. So here again, it all boils down to what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your thinking, and you're the only one that can change that. Now, you can spend 20 years in therapy if you want, or you can just make up your mind that it doesn't really matter all that much. It doesn't really matter all that much. If you want a happy life, change your thinking about everything that bothers you, everything that you think you, if there was a slight or hurt or anything. Forgive yourself, forgive those, and transform that into something else. Otherwise, you're not going to find the peace of mind that you want. You're not going to have a mind that can truly create. You see? You have to have a very clear mind to create something. You can't have all these little things from the past, all this stuff going on in there, and create something wonderful that you want in your life. And all that past, all those things, most of the things that you're upset about mean absolutely nothing. Mean absolutely nothing. So why hold on to them? Because we think life is so important. We think this life that we're going through is so important. And of course, we think we're so important. So we start to take things personally. Don't take anything personally. Don't take anything personally, especially things that your parents did to you. Do not take it personally. They would have done it to anyone. You are not special. You are not special. And that's what we think. We think, oh, I'm special because I have all these memories. Whether they're good memories or bad memories, you think that that memory makes you special. It's a memory, for God's sake. It's just a thought that you cannot do anything about but change it so that it affects you differently. So that it affects you differently. Life is an inside job. It's always going to be an inside job. You're the only one that is going to be able to do that. You can come out with these ideas, or you can listen to me tell you these different things, but unless you apply them and do something, they are useless. Here again, you must take an action. Always an action. This is, boils down to that little other statement, treat and move your feet, or God helps them who help themselves. But it's always going to be an action step, and it has to be an action step in creating. You have to have that step. Many people just sit there and go, and think something's going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. Oming all day long will not cause anything to happen. It's just a wonderful state of mind to get yourself into, but it does nothing. It may calm you down, it may do that, but it's not going to create something. It's not going to do it. Action is going to create. Action is going to create. And the way to create something is to get a clear mind and give up all these illusions that you have about yourself, about what people did to you, about what life is, and start making life the way you want it to be. The way you want it to be. Because the world is too convincing. We've been doing this for too long. And we think that this is the correct way to do it. Just because something has been going on for 2,000 years does not mean that it's correct. Does not mean it's correct. It just means that everyone agreed to it. Everyone agreed to it. They came into agreement. So what do you want to come into agreement with about you and about yourself and about this thing called life? Your life. Do you want to know what a wonderful human being you are? Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice to wake up and always know that you are wonderful? See? You're the one who has to do that. You're the one who has to do that. And then stay around people that build you up. Don't stay around people that tear you down all the time. And we have a tendency to do that. You know, leave the room. We had a person here said, what should I do? I said, well, why do you go back to them every day? You know, that's the idea of the abusive wife and the abusive person. They go keep going back to it. Can't go back to it. You have to say, well, goodbye. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to create something new in my life. You see. But people who take it, all that abuse and so forth, why do you think they take that abuse? Because they don't know that they're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and they matter. And then most of that stuff just becomes a habit, by the way. I don't condone any of that stuff, but I do point out always that there are no victims. There are only volunteers. Only volunteers. So if you think you're being victimized, look and see, am I volunteering for this role? Yes. And then don't do that, you see. Don't do that. So you can change your mind about anything, and you can certainly change your mind about the past and about memories. And then make up your mind only to remember the good things. Only good things. If you remember all the good things, you're going to get more good things. If you remember bad things, you're going to get bad things. It's always, where are you putting your focus? Wherever you put your focus, that's where the energy is going to go. Because energy, where thought goes, energy flows. And if your thought is on the bad things, your energy is going to the bad things. And what does energy do? It multiplies things. Remember, when I say that you're a creator, not only are you creating your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, you're breathing life into them. When you're creating something, you're giving it life. Therefore, that's what makes you a creator. You breathe life into it. The same way that this thing called God, or Harry, or Charles, or whatever you want to call it, breathed life into you. How do you think you've got your breath? Okay. Now you take that breath, and how many traditions say God is breath? It's in our Bible. God is as close as your nostrils, which means your breath. How many people do that during the day when they breathe? Do they know that they're breathing in God? Or is God still someplace else? See, these are the things that you want to think about. You have to realize that you, as a creator, are breathing life into things. So you're breathing life into your thoughts, you're breathing life into your feelings, you're breathing life into those things. Nothing on the outside of life has any power over you. It's what you're thinking about. So it's what's going on inside of you that is the most important thing. A lady told me today that her husband was watching the soccer game and some other team won. I don't know what team, I don't watch soccer. Won. And he's completely upset about it. She said, it's just awful. He's just completely crazy about it. He's completely upset. I said, he's giving power to a soccer team. See, he doesn't know that he has a choice. He's creating that feeling. The soccer team winning or losing does not create the feeling. It's the thought that creates the feeling. Feelings always, always follow thought. And we fail to see that. And we think that something else has caused it. It's your thinking. It's always going to be your thinking. That's what this whole teaching is about. Thinking. And what are you thinking? Because what you think about, you bring about. You bring it about because you're breathing life into it with your thoughts. So that's how you want to look at yourself when you're creating. Am I breathing life into this? Am I giving this life? You see, they say all the emotions that you have are your children. They were born inside of you and you raised them. They're children. You see? You have to know how to take care of them. When we say that they're children, your emotions. Now, you have a bad emotion and you feel bad and all this kind of stuff. Now, that's a child. What do you do with a bad child? You try to correct their thinking. You try to correct them, don't you? You don't let them run rampant all through the house. Well, maybe you do. Well, but you let your thoughts do that, don't you? See, they're your children. But you don't discipline them. You don't discipline yourself. All life is discipline. All life is discipline. You can't do anything without discipline. That means you decide when to get up in the morning, you decide when to eat, you do all those different things. Everything is a discipline. And you learn that. So, if you're a creator, you have to discipline your thinking. The mind will keep on creating, by the way. And they'll create things that you say, oh, I don't want those things. But yet you let it create that for you. Because you have not disciplined it. You have not taken control of your thinking. Always thinking, thinking, thinking. Mind, 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 mind. We call this science of mind. We say it is God-oriented. It is absolutely God-oriented. But what they fail to tell you is, you are the one who has to decide how to use it. You always have a choice. And a choice in thinking. And a choice in feeling. If you don't like the way you're feeling, you change it. When I was a kid, what did they do? If you felt sad, they tried to make you happy. They put a toy in front of you. They bobbled something in front of you to change, you know. You can't do things out here. Okay? You have to do things in here. You have to change your thinking. But we put a rattle in front of us and think, I'll rattle this enough, my thinking will change. It won't. You have to change it in here. Yeah, think about that. You have to remember we're all children and we learned all those things. By the age of 5, we, our parents, oh, you don't, here, take a rattle, here, do that. Look at people who eat. You didn't feel good, your mother said, here, have a cookie. Instead of changing your thinking, they gave you something else in place of it. And we think still today that that's what it is. It has nothing to do with me if I eat the right food, if I get the right job, if I do this, if I do that. My thinking will change. My emotions will change. No. You must change your emotions. You must do that. And you do that by starting with the thing that you are gods and goddesses, that you're one with this thing called God, that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. These are the things we have to have automatically pop up in our mind. Not searching for them. They should pop up at the very center of your mind always. And then you use that as your platform. You see, that's the whole idea of I built my house on a firm foundation. I build my thinking on a firm foundation. Remember, a house built upon a rock will last. And that rock is the idea that you are wonderful human beings, part of the universe. But this universe is here to support you, to nourish you, and to make sure that your needs and wants are satisfied. The same way that your needs and wants were satisfied when you were in the womb. So if the first 9 months of your life you were taken care of, why do you think you're not being taken care of now? Nothing has changed. The universe is here. Feel it. Feel the universe. Feel the love and the support that you have with this universe. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming this evening. There's a basket here for donations for Dallas. And,
you said you were.
And Jason's females. Everybody else, and if anybody is not on the mailing list or not getting those emails, just get to the
page. Oh, that's about. I held the and then you were coming. Probably. So that's why I started.
No. What happened was a student of mine that I had in kindergarten graduate from high school.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
And so I took her to lunch.
That's right.
And we spent the day together.